Welcome to the Pickup Korea podcast. And today I have a very special guest who goes by the name Mr. A. And if you've read the Pickup Korea ebook, you'll recognize him in there because he's mentioned several times. And he's somebody who I've seen get amazing results and, do things that most people would never even imagine. And he is also somebody who always holds himself accountable, never makes excuses, and really holds himself to a higher standard. Whereas with most people, we kind of talk about how, if you parent yourself like a child, most people kind of parent themselves, if they're parenting a kid who's running all over the room and shitting everywhere and out of control, but the parent's just kind of making excuses day and day again. He is sort of like the stern parent who always takes care of the situation, make sure the situation's solved, and if something goes wrong, holds himself responsible for it and doesn't look to someone else or the situation to make an excuse. So how we go over how this kind of mindset is really what you need to be successful and to really progress in life in general, but also in dating and other areas. And we also go over some fashion stuff because he has been working in this industry in China, Korea, and some other places. And he has been working with some guys here in Korea who, he taught them how to shop. A lot of people waste money, don't know how to dress, don't know how to be presentable, don't know how to find fitting clothing, right? Or dress in a way that's, makes them look better and unique to them. And so he's been kind of doing these style, sort of fashion programs with guys as a personal stylist. And so we get into that a little bit. But yeah, with no further ado, here's Mr. A. And today I have a special guest by
Oh, so special. So special.
very special, came in a special bus all the way here. Man by the name of Mr. A, man, myth, the legend. The mad scientist. And figure today we'll go over a few topics. A lot of people interested in hearing about fashion these days and other experiences of yours and whatnot. So yeah, maybe introduce yourself a little here.
I think that's a good enough introduction. Not more needs to be said. What is it really? Okay, why not just get into it?
Right, cool. So it's definitely one thing I remember when I first got to Korea. One thing that you always noticed is just how poorly dressed, like foreigners that come here, a lot of them come here to teach English, nowadays study or work at other jobs and whatnot. But you just notice that, wow, like the majority of them are just poorly dressed, even compared to like an average Korean person, right? So like, what are the biggest fashion terrorists, as they say in Korean?
Fashion faux pas.
Yeah, faux pas, exactly. In
Jesus.
Korea, they say fashion terrorist,
Well, there's a
And
few
so.
things just straight up that you typically see a bunch of people do consistently, which is you'll see the dudes walking around with backpacks, maybe the t-shirt homies, typically, a lot of New Balance shoes, baggy jeans. It's just it's obvious shit fashion that they've brought from wherever they're from. And maybe it's okay in the podunk city of Michigan or Wichita, wherever the fuck they're from. But then they come out here to big city life and how things are different, and they don't adjust straight up. But then they just like they're so easily spotted, and I mean it's just they stand out, they stick out like a sore thumb, but. It really wouldn't matter to them, and it doesn't matter to other people because they're not taken seriously in any way. Just, oh, here's another English teacher. That's what you get viewed as. And then these other dudes that are trying to do something with their lives or meet girls that are out here or, they're pervs that are into Asian chicks only, which we get so many of those. And then they can't make it happen, and it's kind of like, yeah, fucking obviously. You don't know these girls whatsoever. You don't know shit about them. You don't know anything of what they are looking for or what they think of you. The main thing is they don't fucking think of you. You're just another fucking English teacher to them. I mean, you kind of get viewed that way. But the times that really this kind of shit stuck out to me and I noticed it more was when I heard all these things from chicks and all these kind of like jokes about these kinds of dudes kind of behind their back. They usually don't ever notice them or talk to them or anything like that, but when a guy does come up and try to introduce himself or say whatever, I just laughed at, you know, just not taken seriously in any way. The best you can get is she's nice to you. She's nice to you for a few seconds, but again, just not even taking you serious. And I think the bigger part of it is most of these dudes have no fucking idea how important the fashion world and industry is out here in Korea and in other major cities of Asia. And it's such a huge part of lifestyle out here and how people view themselves of, this is what makes me me. It's taken so seriously, but then these guys don't take it seriously whatsoever and don't know shit about it. I don't know. It's something that I don't really have to ever bring up because the people that I know and that I hang out with have a decent idea of what fashion sense is and don't look like a fucking retard. And the other people that I see around that are obviously backwards in the way that they think about this shit, I don't know. I don't hang out with them. I'm not connected with them. And okay, it doesn't come down to fashion. It's just they have no sense in so many areas. So obviously their fashion is affected too. That's why they remain in their worlds and the worlds of fucking Jesus Christ, reality, hotter, better, more attractive people, and people that make more money and are more successful generally have this sense. And not just about fashion, about many other aspects. So these two worlds are night and day difference.
Okay, good, good. So clearly how you dress and how you present yourself, you put out an image or people are going to perceive you in a certain way, right? Like you were saying, like a lot of them, they dress the same way, this weird sort of ill-fitting clothing, this sort of out of place look, right? Looks like they got off the plane from who knows, right? Like you said, some podunk city or some small ass town, right? And so they are certainly viewed in a certain way, right? And that's one thing I remember when I first got here is that one thing you really notice is, you know, not like all the Korean dudes are the best dressers or anything like that. Some do dress really, really well. But one thing you do notice is that they wear, most of the time, they wear stuff that's fitting, actually fits. And then also that they look sort of at least new, kind of, right? Like, so for example, if you're on a train, you see a bunch of foreigners, like the shirt looks like it's old. It has like little fuzzy lint hanging off of it. There's stains on it, or just like the color and the print is all faded out, right?
I mean, okay, you that's like the worst of the worst examples.
Right. I mean, but there are a lot of worst of the worst examples out there.
You can see, you see that here and there. And everything. And what's almost the funniest is guys that are at that stage and that think, oh, I want to meet more girls and I want to have more dates. Like, wow, do you have any fucking idea how far off you are? Mm-hmm. There's not going to be getting there anytime soon. And again, it's not this... your fashion is wrong and just fix this and that. Fixing little fashion things is a nice little boost and a little help. But in the end, there's so much more that comes into sense, having a fucking simple sense of this is right and this is wrong and not just of fashion, of so many other areas. So it's kind of the fashion shit is not something that I even want to sit around and talk about as a topic because it's so basic. Basic as a kind of as the effect of having no sense, being fucking stupid, not knowing what you should do or shouldn't do, and obviously that is just one part of it. It's going to come into all kinds of other areas. A dude that has decent sense and knows how to interact and talk with people and all of that, then he can get away with some stupid fucking fashion and some bad look. Think about all this ironic fashion that's come out these days, how street fashion has become such a huge thing. And 10 years ago, that was looked at as really stupid and very retarded, but all these cool people do this weird, different shit, and then it kind of became cool. So because they knew the rules, basic rules, and they were sick of it, and then they broke the rules, and they knew how to break the rules and be different. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so on the fashion thing itself, it's just like, it's one piece of the general, I don't want to use this overdone term, but one piece of the puzzle, but it really is. Mm-hmm. And there's other things that are so important that you also will run into, and it's like there's other areas to handle, but it's just a thing that's like right in your face. You can't get over it. A chick will notice, and it'll stand out, and you'll stick out like an ass by wearing weird shit, stupid shit. Yeah, the worst of the worst kind of scenarios. Like, of course it's going to be harder for you. And overcoming that with, oh, yeah, my game is good. Oh, God, even if you fucking talk like that. I'm into pickup. I've done a lot of pickups. Oh, fucking Christ. Dudes that have been that way, they're so far behind of where they need to get.
We kind of transitioned there from fashion to, you know, a lot of guys just having fucked up mindsets, and sort of the reason why they dress like crap or don't even really blend in at all or don't even try to upgrade or look better, really, right, is because their mind is in the gutter or their mind is in the wrong place, right? So if they had their mind even somewhat well adjusted or attuned to reality and the local environment, right, and local people, then it would be common sense, right? So the fact that most guys are not in that place, you know, where should they begin? Where should somebody begin if they have no sense, or if they don't know what to wear or what to do? You know,
bullshit is such a hard topic to even talk about because it's just like it can keep going on and it's never ending, and we'd have to have several hours to go over just a section of what is important and cover some of the shit that you need to break away from. It's just too much shit. And that's another big reason of why I don't like hanging out with guys that are into this kind of shit and hearing the bullshit that they have. They're these weird misbeliefs of how the world is and all this silly shit. Mm-hmm. It's just fucking gross. So, on the idea of goals, okay, so generally, if I was to ask, like, okay, what are your goals? And the person listening to this could say something like, well, okay, I want to meet more girls and have more lays and have more girlfriends. And like, okay, wow. Why is that kind of shit not going to happen for you? Because you're really, really focused on these specific results, whereas those are kind of an outcome that comes with, okay, I've done a lot of shit to better myself, and not just in the, oh, I gotta improve myself and focus on self-healing, that kind of silly shit. No, but get away from these, I'm focusing on these outcomes that are out of my fucking control right now, and instead, okay, I'm gonna work on these different things, and here's some decent goals. I'm gonna fucking talk with girls and not be so nervous. When I get into conversations, I'm gonna not be fucking nervous. Oh, I'm walking away from them too early. I'm gonna lock in and fucking actually have a fucking conversation till it's literally finished. Oh, I'm getting these flaky ass numbers. Well, I'm not going to be desperate in the text back and forth, and I'm not gonna let it get to me anymore. So let's see what kind of results that's gonna bring 2 months down the road when I'm not awkward and uncomfortable when I talk with chicks, and I'm not really set on getting a fucking date and super desperate that she's gonna fucking come out and meet me, and distraught when I get the text message the next day, oh, I'm feeling kind of sick today, oh, it's raining today, can't come out. Like, get over that shit, and obviously you start seeing it happen less. But I mean, this kind of shit is just so simple, but majority of guys know what they need to do and they don't do it and they don't fucking fix it. Up to the point where I see all these guys that call themselves advanced and all, oh God, you fucking freaks. More cringe shit. I'm advanced at this. Oh Jesus. In comparison to what? Like, just it's best to just compare yourself to yourself and say, like, okay, I have these problems and these stupid things that I'm doing, and I don't want to do that stupid shit anymore. For me, I don't want to, I don't sit there and think about, well, I'm advanced, or I can make this or that happen. I can say, okay, I'm comfortable with this or that happening in this amount of time, and I usually get this or that result. I'm not going to tie myself down to it and beat myself up completely if I don't absolutely obtain that exact same result the next time I try. But again, if I don't, I can say, okay, I fucked up where? What was probably wrong that I did that was stupid and that I can try not to do again next time? Or what are the consistent mistakes? Oh, she was decent. We're hanging out outside right now. Everything's fucking closed. Thank you, Corona. All cafes, all shops closed up early today. So we got the empty park next to the police station to kick it at. Anyway, yeah, a lot of this shit is just, it's so hard to talk about and go over with different guys because so much of their mindset and the things that they bring up and questions that they have are just so far behind of where they should be if they've been doing this even a couple of fucking months. And it's just like grinding fucking teeth having to do this or go over this or talk about this kind of shit with just about anybody. So yeah, so it's a topic that I really don't talk with different people about because, you know, I've had enough years of doing this shit that at this point, you, just about you, are the only person that I'm really, you know, straightforward and honest with about what my personal beliefs are about this or that kind of thing. I mean, even other guys that I know that go, oh, I'm at a fucking good level. I make a lot of results. Yeah, right, man. Right. You make a lot of shit happen for you. But then even they have their own shit that gets in their way that they don't do anything to fix, and they just fall back into getting the same simple results that they have year after year because, oh, it kind of works there. And it's like, okay, you're gonna make any kind of fucking improvement in the next 6 months, the next year, or after that, and all I see is, no, everyone's pretty much getting older, and all the methods of shit that that did work is not working for them as well, and they're not adjusting and adapting to shit so much of the time. I mean, can talk about how it has been for night game and for doing this shit online. It's a different world now, and yet things could be easier if you are making the adjustments that needed to have been made over the last few years. But again, it's very rare that I even see anyone do that kind of shit.
So, like, out of all the guys I know personally, I saw you really, you know, I saw you advance, I guess you would say, or improve the most in this specific area because I knew, you know, I've known you for a long time, and you're really dedicated, really focused, and really, as you were mentioning before, you mentioned that most guys, they have these excuses, or they do kind of know what they need to do a lot of the times, but they make excuses for it, or they put in minimal effort, or they just focus on some other kind of bullshit, right? That seems to be a lot, like the majority of the guys. But what do you think made you, or how are you different than those other guys? Like, what, you could have been one of those guys. Anybody could be one of those guys, right? So what's in your specific mindset of, you know, really going out there, working hard on yourself, having, being honest with yourself, I guess, or having some sort of accountability system? I think that would be, even if there's one thing that somebody could get from this podcast per se, maybe self-accountability.
I gotcha. Okay, here's the answer to that
Yeah.
before you keep going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you just said, it's you know, every guy could be this or that or whatever. I think no, every guy is. We all are. We can just do the weak, simple shit that is normally programmed in our own brain of like, okay, I just, you know, I'll just do this much. I'll just do that. The rest of it's uncomfortable. It's I don't really want to push myself to do this other thing or what's hard for me right now. For example, okay, you need to go out and fucking do do shit in the daytime, make something happen, have some different experience and make that happen. Oh, well, it's really hard to approach. So many different guys go months on end without doing anything out in the day and stick to just fucking around on the internet because that saves them the embarrassment of moving forward in any way. But at the same time, it's like, okay, hello, you're fucking alive, and the day is here, and you're out on the street, there's decent chicks left and right, and for months, most guys will let that shit go by. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Okay, you either admit to yourself that, okay, I could be doing this, yet I'm not right now. And it's some of the shit that's in your head that you let yourself get away with by saying, no, I'm just gonna, you know, okay, it'll happen later, or making excuses for it right now. Mm-hmm. It's hard right now. I'm not in the right kind of mindset and headspace to really to do a good job. Well, mm-hmm. fucking either move forward with it or not, but call it what it is. Mm. And a big thing is, yeah, most people in general can't do that and can't push forward. I spend majority of all my time with girls, not with guys at all. So I see girls have the same kind of shit, but it's in different areas. I see the kind of mental bullshit that they have to deal with on their own too, but it comes down to people being somewhat strong-willed and pushing past faggotry, being a faggot, and being a bitch, basically, and mm-hmm. going beyond that and making something happen, mm-hmm. which is, I don't know, it's kind of funny in a way too. Girls have a very different life than guys do. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't get talked shit to as much as a guy would. A girl doesn't go out to a club and get berated by different people throughout the night, yet a guy could easily have that happen just about every night he goes out, you know, depending on his demeanor and how he's behaving in the situation, mm-hmm. sometimes that what he wears can easily be made fun of for that. But even though it might be quite a bit different for girls, they still have their own bullshit to deal with, and some of them rise above the bullshit that they have in their head that says, oh, I don't want to do this, and I'm too weak for that, and they do something mm-hmm. with themselves, with their time, mm-hmm. and make some kind of an effort. Mm-hmm. There's other people that don't too, that don't do that kind of shit too, but it's mm-hmm. funny, over time, the majority of people that I know and that I see, it's like fashion is one part of just having a day-to-day successful life. There's no people that I've known in the last decade, in the last 10 years, that they're successful to a good extent, and they just have no sense and don't care at the same time. The other people that I've worked with, I mean, this fashion shit is funny too, because it's like, it's not that I really do it. I've worked years and years ago for an actual company in Korea here doing coordination for mannequins, a little bit, but the majority of actual work has just been like, okay, Chinese clients that come over and I help them pick out different shit when they're going shopping. But again, they have plenty of money and they're here on shopping trips or plastic surgery trips, and so they're able and willing to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a single trip and buy up whatever shit they want. And at that time too, you know, they've had their successful career in whatever they do, whether it's owning several buildings or having their own huge client list that they sell shit to in their own country, they may not know what's really, you know, right for them to wear, but at the same time, they deeply want to invest money and time to find what is going to make them a little bit better. And they really are so focused on that during the time that, you know, I spend with them, and just so happy to buy fucking whatever if it's going to help them, because they know how much they stick out like a sore thumb and look stupid in the meetings and shit that they do when they are working, and how much they're being compared and made fun of with the people that they do know. So mm-hmm. yeah, so that's part of it.
So what have you noticed, like, so you've had a lot of clients that you worked with this like you're talking about in China, here in Korea as well, when they actually are presentable and wear clothes that fit and that sort of match their unique, body shape or look or whatnot, right? What have you noticed, or what are some stories? I remember you told me some good stories before about like just differences, even with some older guys. I remember you were sort of like a style consultant for a couple older dudes in China for a while, and then they had all these crazy stories they were telling you about just the difference that it made for them, right? So what are some like differences that you noticed after, some of these guys changed their look up?
Several different things. I think one of the biggest things that I see over the years that just happens with every fucking person that I've met and hung out with and spent time with and done some shopping with, see them months later and they're super happy and thankful and like, oh my God, when are we gonna be able to go out and do this again? I've been getting so many compliments. Yeah, this has really turned things around. And oh my God, things have been so good. As for stories, I think the one that you're mentioning is it's really fucked. This dude who was he's like 64. He bought spaces, like plots of small property, and he would make buildings between 4 floors to like 7 floors and then sell them. And he'd try to like have them built and resell them within like 6 months to a year period, and had done that for about 20 years, and then retired pretty much in the last 10 years or something. So he has all this time on his hands. He has fucking plenty of money, and he has a wife and he has a kids, and he really wants some new girlfriends. So this is just really fucked. So he comes over to Korea. He gets some surgery done, basically facelift stuff. And we do some shopping for the week that he's here. 6 months later, I meet him. He comes back for recheck up on the surgery. He's like, oh, shit's working great for me. He has seven new girlfriends now. And when he comes in to the clinic, they check him out. They do up his shit, and they're like, okay, you got two STDs. So the 64-year-old dude is on these STD meds now. I'm like, what the fuck have you been doing? Who are you fucking, man? And he's like, okay, this is what I really need this time. Let's hit up some new stuff. I need some fall fashion wear. And basically, what was it? What was he saying he really needs? He needs the STD meds. And, fuck. It'll come to me. It'll come to me in a minute. Okay.
In
meet you
anyways,
next.
yeah. Anyways, he went from, I remember you showed me some photos, just like really, just looked almost homeless look, right? To like really nice
Well, I
and
think what was funny about him was
presentable and.
he was trying to buy decent shit for him, and he was spending tons of money in China being told this brand of jeans is really fucking good. This is a $400 pair of jeans. So he'd buy some shit like that, and it was just hideous. And it's like, it may have been good in the early 2000s, and this company may still be expensive, here, but it's really not often the times that this expensive brand is really something that you actually need. There may be a couple items, like sometimes a pair of shoes, sometimes a bag that you use that, okay, it's a bit more expensive, a wallet. There's not that much shit. You really don't get a lot of shit for having a really nice watch. Almost no one notices that kind of a thing. And it's not something where it's like, oh, I need to spend a ton of fucking money to look good. Not at all. Usually, and more often, I find everyone is overspending. Even with some of the most recent guys that I've done some shit with, they were overspending at places like Uniqlo. They could get shit cheaper from actual brands if they, kept a decent eye out and found products that are actually useful for them, instead of buying like a $50 belt from Uniqlo of all places. They can get something decent, that is actually really good. But anyway, that's like a whole nother thing. It's like, it's person to person. It depends on someone's body shape, size, skin tone, color. There's so many things that go into it. So it's so hard to say what's right for one person is almost always not exactly right for the next person. You too, we've gone out and we checked out some different shit once in a while, and it's like, what I suggest for you is absolutely fucking night and day difference from what I would suggest from another person. Another guy that I ended up going out and doing the same shit with within the same week. We did completely different shopping, but I mean, it's like, it's just something else. How have I even gotten to know about this? Just keeping an eye out, having some sense about myself of like, oh, this looks good, or that obviously doesn't, but specifically picking out like, okay, there's some cool things, there's something interesting, and just over years and years of like keeping your fucking eyes open. It's the same thing with and one other little example. I hate hearing stupid examples for pickup shit, which is so gross, but one example that actually stood out and was funny and just it's so true was it's like you know, I'm flying an airplane. When a good pilot gets in a plane, what does he do? And what does someone who's new to flying, what do they do? The idiot gets in a flight and like, I want to stay close to the ground, you know, and keep it safe. It's in going on dates, meeting girls, talking with them, getting their phone numbers. What feels like is fucking safe is the most dangerous thing to do. Sticking to what's safe and comfortable usually is the shit that fucks you up the most. And what does the experienced pilot do? I want to get the fuck up off the ground and get as high as I possibly can as quickly as possible because that's where things are fucking safe. That's how safety is. So stepping up and locking into your set, into a decent conversation with a girl, having a fucking conversation, and then getting a decent number from that, and then being straightforward about like, oh, another little conversation in text, and straightforward, hey, let's fucking meet up again. We had a good time talking. We have a good time messaging. Let's get right to it. A majority of girls will be sure, fucking fine. Have a good, decent talk where it's not creepy and weird on the date, and it's just normal to go back to your place and to have intercourse, and then for the girl to message and want to see you again and want to keep meeting you. That's fucking normal. That's what normal life is. So,
yep. So a lot of it is obviously becoming the kind of person that people want to be around, the kind of person who's self-aware of how he's coming off, and the kind of person that the girl enjoys being around, you know, when you hit her up on the street or wherever it is, during the date, after sex. It's not a weird thing where she's like, I gotta get out of here, right? So, as you were talking about. So definitely one big part of that is, of course, if she wants to be around you, she doesn't want to be embarrassed being with you because you're dressed like shit too, right? So I know that you've been offering this thing for summer, this fashion consulting that you don't really usually offer here in Korea as much, but I think you said you're going to offer it for maybe the rest of this month. I'm not sure. What's the deal with that?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I got some fucking time a little bit, and if I have time and someone asks about it, then I have, when I have time, okay. And if not, like, I got other shit going on. So it's totally dependent on that, because I got other shit going on, other shit I got to do. So,
all right, cool. Well, thanks for the interview, and hopefully might get some kind of round two some other day if you have time.
Fuck that. No,
or
I think,
maybe not.
I think if we were ever going to talk about this kind of shit again, there would be some other aspects and things that I'd want to talk about or focus on that that I would say would be helpful. But in the meantime, like, yeah, today is just very basic, simple shit. I guess talking shit to all you guys and talking you down about why you suck so bad and how I'm so much better than you. But that's my usual, the usual way that I talk, right? So.
Right. All right, signing out, and until next time.